Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong with Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights On Demand. We caught up with Brandon Soller of Atreyu talking about new music, a new album, all of it. This interview first aired on Wednesday, March 4th. Enjoy. Well, hanging with us tonight is a guy who's been hard at work on new music, and man, I can't wait to hear more and more coming from him and his band, Brandon Soller of Atreyu. Thank you so much for being here and hanging with us.
Of course. Thanks for having me, man. Good to see you.
So, you know, I mentioned working on new music. The last full length we got from Atreyu was the incredible Beautiful Dark of Life that came out in 23, but you also shared the Pronoia sessions, those deconstructed, reconstructed versions of songs and covers in 25, and then you know, you also re-recorded the version of your album The Curse, and so and you've also given us a couple other new songs like Dead and Ego Death, and so you've been busy, but there is this brand new song along with this brand new album all for you, and yeah, it seems like you've been busy working on this next record. How are you feeling right now, man?
I feel great, man. I feel like you know, this has been sort of a process where I think we started making this, what would become this album, in 24. Yeah. 24. It was, you know, not crazy long after we did Pronoia, and it was sort of like we started making the album, and then, you know, we're doing these writing trips kind of around the world. And then it was at the simultaneously, I'd been planning to do this Curse re-record and all these Curse touring. So it was like, we've had this record sort of done or almost done for a while now. So, and while we were doing all this Curse touring, so it's like insane and feels great to finally sort of get it back out. I will say that that's sort of a testament to how the record speaks to us, as, you know, in the band. Like, this album's been done for probably a year, and luckily we're still excited about it.
Right on. Yeah, that's always like the weird part, right? Because like when the album is out, that's the first time I get my hands on it. You guys are like, yeah, we've been done, man. We've been ready for this to get out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's been a process, but I mean, it is cool that we are still very excited about it.
I love hearing that. Well, yeah. I'm curious, man. Like working on new music while also revisiting an album like The Curse, did that influence you at all? Like revisiting those old songs, re-recording that album, writing new music at the same, like around the same time?
I mean, I feel like we sort of already had sort of a vision of where we wanted to go with the next record before we started doing all the Curse stuff. But I think that playing, like digging into a little bit of our history made us appreciate our history more. And sort of like gave us the opportunity to really sort of pinpoint in our eyes what are the best parts of our band. You know what I mean? Like, what is the DNA that makes an Atreyu song or an Atreyu album? And like, what is our best feet, I guess? And like, how do we put only those forward, you know? And like, what's kind of our favorite parts of the band internally? So I think that definitely had a hand in sort of giving us the opportunity to focus on that, which we may not have taken the time to do so had we not kind of looked back for a second, you know? But I think in the result of that was sort of just like making a body of work that is just legitimately like all of our favorite parts of the band. It's like all of the favorite things that we do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man. Well, I mean, prior to that, do you spend a lot of time looking back? Like, obviously, you're revisiting songs on the stage and rehearsing and prepping, but, like, taking that sort of intentional effort of looking back, looking at the DNA of the band, reflecting on it, is that something that you do typically?
I mean, I definitely listened, but I don't know that I'm as reflective, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until sort of the time presents itself to be reflective. So I think that, like I said, had we not done the stuff with The Curse, I don't know that we would have mentally gone to that place to kind of like, well, think about it. Like, why was The Curse cool? You know? And I think our biggest sort of asset that we've attained in doing this whole process is that one of the questions was like, why was The Curse, what made The Curse good? What made The Curse big? Right. And I think aside from there being some great songs and, you know, I think its biggest asset was that at the time, it didn't sound like anything.
Right.
The songwriting wasn't the same as sort of the bands in our genre or adjacent genres. the sonic qualities of the record didn't sound anything like what was kind of going on in the landscape. And I was like, and like, even, I think that's what made us special at the beginning to people, was like, we just, like, you couldn't put your finger on what we were. So it was like, okay, like, that's important now. And like, it was really important for us to kind of like fully reclaim that kind of idea, you know?
Yeah, no, it makes total sense, man. And yeah, what a, you know, you just think about all the albums you've done and all the touring, all the years under your belt, like to have that moment to sort of be able to not just look back, but reflect and think about that. That's a, it's got to be a powerful moment for the band.
For sure. And like, we, you know, it makes us realize that the times that we've done best, and I think put out our best material and had the most success, have been the times where we just like, without fear or care in the world, like fucking threw everything we had at something random. Like, you know, early in the career with The Curse, it was like, there was nothing to bounce off of. You know what I mean? It was like, yeah, there was nothing really to compare to. So it was just us going crazy. But like Lead Sales, for instance, is another moment in our career where it was like, this is going to fucking turn some heads and creak some necks, but fuck it. Like, let's just, this is what we want to do right now. You know, and that was one of our biggest records. Like, I think all the times that those moments have happened is when it served us best. So it's kind of just like wrapping our heads around that frame of mind and sticking to that.
Well, and you look back and you think about all of that. I mean, if, you know, if you're not counting the re-record of The Curse and all the EPs and everything, this new album's album number 10 for Atreyu. Yeah. Like, what runs through your head when you think about that?
It's fucking crazy. I didn't realize that until the other day. The other day I saw that it was like on some bio or something. It was like, they're forthcoming 10th reel. I was like, holy shit, there's 10 of them. I mean, that's crazy, man. I mean, what a beautiful place to be, you know? I think when we started this band in our fucking, in Dan's, you know, room in his house or my garage or my mom's old house, like, I don't know that we thought there was an album 10, you know?
Yeah.
But like, what a beautiful place to be that there's an album 10 and there will be an album 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, so on. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. I imagine when you're starting out, like, there's no category for 10 albums, right? Like, that's when there's going to be flying cars and that kind of thing. Like, you can't think that far.
Yeah. Like, what are albums? Like, I figure we got at least 2 years before AI takes over us all. So
that's right, man.
At least one more.
Well, this new song, All For You, man, it's powerful. And instantly for me, man, it just gets in my blood. And, you know, whether it's you opening the track or the rhythm of the guitars and the drums driving it, man, it's, I love it. And, you know, the lyric, who was I supposed to be, into the chorus just rings in my head every time I hear it. Where did the song come from?
It was an idea that initially Dan had come up with, concept wise. And it was just sort of like the idea that like, how do you try to give someone what they want when they don't know what they want? And like, how do you love someone that doesn't love themselves? Like, how do you try to fix somebody that doesn't know how to be fixed? You know what I mean? It's like, the idea of just kind of like giving everything you can to someone or a situation, but like that they don't even know what they want. So you can't, it's impossible kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it just kind of like is a dead end street, but, it was just like I did it all for you. Even just that first line was just like a powerful thing, you know? And there's so much in there that kind of like, you know, I feel like in situations like that, you find yourself trying, changing and morphing into this thing that you think someone's that's going to help, but then you realize nothing could help because they don't know what they want anyways, you know?
Yeah.
It's reflective too, like an Alte situation. We've had this discussion too, where like making music, like a lot of people, fans get mad at bands for making music because it's like not what they want in that time or space. Well, it's like, you don't know what you want in the first place. So no one knows. So it's like, well, I could try my hardest, but it's never going to matter, you know? So it's just, you know, but yeah, it turned out to be a great song. I think it's has all of the things that, like I said before, that we love about Atreyu.
And is it do you think it's a good sort of, I mean, not that you can have one song represent an album, but is it a good snapshot of the rest?
It's tough to say because I think that while All For You has its heavy moments, and yeah, I would say it's got a lot of what the album has. There's heavy moments, there's melodic, there's screaming, there's guitar solos, You know, there's sort of all the things that we have, but I will say there's definitely some adventurous moments on this album that people probably won't expect. You know, one of them being Ego Death, which people have already heard. Like, Ego Death to me is like what ADD sounds like in audio form.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just like, it's like too short, nothing repeats, and your head's spinning when it ends, but that's what we like about it, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I would say it's a good thing. I mean, it's definitely, it's a good representation. I've said this before, but it's like, I feel like Dead and Ego Death were sort of for the people, you know, like those are for the fans. Dead and Ego Death both are kind of have everything that like your characteristic, you know, a traditional Atreyu fan will love, you know? And that one was sort of for the fans. Like, I think Ego Death is for the masses. Like, I think that it's just like one of those clear songs that, you know, across the board, whether it was within the band, producer, record label, friends, family, that we've played all new music to, everyone goes back to that song.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's been like consistent where you're like, okay, there's something here. Like, this is a special song.
Right on, man. Well, you know, it's not uncommon for a band to wait a couple of years or longer between studio albums and that's it. You know, they'll tour, maybe release a single, but that's kind of it. Obviously, you know, we've already talked about it, but for Atreyu, you know, The Beautiful Dark of Life and then Paranoia and then re-recording The Curse and then touring on top of all of that and then writing a new record on top of all of that. What keeps you driven to stay that busy?
We love this. Awesome. I think that it's a pretty clear picture of like, if it's, you're speaking about a band, like a band's as busy as they want to be, you know, in a relationship, you can tell if people care or don't by their actions. We fucking love being in this band. So it's like, you know, when we go make an album and then go to the label and say, hey, we want to do this re-recorded album. Like, can we have some money to go do this record? And they're just like, well, it's not even in your contract. And we're like, yeah, but we just want to do it. And they're like, okay. You know, like, hey, we're going to re-record The Curse. Like, and do a bunch of these shows. Like, it's just stuff that sounds fun to us, you know?
Yeah.
It's just exciting to us. So I think that we just keep crushing because it's what makes us happy.
What's, you know, you think about those early days, man, playing in Dan's room or the garage at your mom's old house. Couldn't think ahead to 10 albums, like that, just not a category. But now where you're at, when you think about all that Atreyu has done, all the bands have been through, all leading up to where you're at right now, when you take a step back, what's that thing that you still want to do? Like, call it a bucket list, whatever, man. But like, what's that thing?
There's so many, man. I think that's a big driving force within our band is that there's so many milestones that we've yet to get to. So many mountains we got to climb still. You know, there's always bigger rooms to play and festivals to headline and places in the world we've never been. You know, we just went to South America for the first time in our career last year. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, we've been around for a long time. So there's still places we haven't done. There's, you know, you climb a mountain only to find that there's a taller mountain. So it's like, I think we're always just looking for the next thing. And, you know, that's what is a big driving force for us. Cause that I think it's easier to not get jaded when you still have a ton of shit you want to accomplish in front of you. Like,
we're
not just like, we haven't just done it all yet. So,
right, yeah. Well, and it like, you know, staying busy and you guys love this stuff, like that helps too. You
know? For sure. I mean, down to like the way we write music and record music and make videos, like if it's not exciting to the whole band, like it's probably not happening. Like everything we do is just us wanting to have a good time.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, listen, I've shared this with you before, but one of the first times I saw Atreyu was at Ozfest in 2004. Yeah. Which is just, you know, incredible and something I think about all the time still, even 22 years later.
Oh, yeah.
And as you can imagine, over the last several months, we've done a lot of celebrating for Ozzy with Back to the Beginning and then, of course, with his passing. No question, Ozfest is part of Atreyu's history, both in 2004 and 2006. But what was that like for you, man, to be part of Ozfest?
Dude, I was talking about this the other day to a friend of mine. I miss that shit. Ozfest was, I remember like when we started, it was like every summer in the early days, your hope that would be that you got on Ozfest or Warped Tour. Well, for us at least.
Yeah.
If we can get on Ozfest or Warped Tour, we're doing the right thing. We're part of the cool club, you know? And we were able to do Ozfest twice, which is insane. The first year, we, you know, our record label paid for us to be there. And then the second time we actually got paid. it's called growth.
That's right.
I loved it, man. I mean, I just like back in those days, those festivals were just so cool. And like, you just get an opportunity to kind of meet and hang with a bunch of different bands you might not tour with all the time and kind of be just in the presence of legends, you know, like there's always, you know, it was, whether it was Slipknot or it was Sabbath or it was fucking, you know, Judas Priest or fucking all these, just all these bands are just like, man, like you're just in the company of gods, you know? And I miss it. Like I've heard rumblings and stuff that like, oh, what if it came back? What if Ospeth came back? Like call Atreyu, please. Cause we love that shit. It was so the summer tour vibe with like Ospeth and stuff. That was just such a time and place that would love to have that happen again.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. There's a lot of rumors floating around and it seems like Sharon is, you know, feeding some of those rumors. So
for sure. It's a part of like music DNA. Like it's a part of our DNA. It's a huge factor in what helped our band grow, you know? All the love to Ozfest.
Well, and what does Ozzy mean to you?
I mean, he's the OG. He's the reason why all this exists. He's the, in a one way, shape or form, he's the reason why our genre exists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or what molded into our genre exists. I mean, so I would say the dude has accomplished more for rock music and heavy music than arguably anybody else. And what a life, you know, like, I don't know that you can write it more perfectly, you know, I don't know that you can accomplish more or do anything better than he did, you know, even to the end.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what a wild thing.
Yeah. There's no other way for Ozzy to go out than exactly how he went out.
For sure. We can only dream of that. Only hope for them.
That's right, man. Well, you've got a lot on the horizon with Atreyu, but and as we've talked about, man, stay very busy with Atreyu, but what else keeps your attention when you're not getting ready for a new album, touring, everything else with the band?
Well, we manage our own band, so that keeps our attention also.
So just tons of free time.
Yeah. If it's free time, it's just, you know, my wife and kids.
Yeah.
Doing wife and kids things, you know, hanging out, just going to water parks and just doing our whatever we can as a family.
Yeah.
As far as other like work, I mean, I write a lot as well. So usually 2-3 days a week, I'm in with other artists and stuff like that, just writing music. So, just essentially having as much music come out as possible, whether it means my own or somebody else's.
Right on, man.
Yes. My wife always jokes. She's like, you don't have hobbies. Like you just have work that you enjoy. That's all you do. She's like, you need to start golfing or something or something.
That's,
I
was
like, if I golf, I can't write songs on the golf course.
Dude, it's a gift to have a job you love, right?
I'm very happy. That's very, very rich.
I think you're, you told us your daughter kind of helped influence the name of the last album, right? The Beautiful Dark of Life.
She did. Yeah.
Any kids influence on this new album?
I mean, there's a sound clip of, you can't understand what it's saying, but the intro of the record right before it goes into Dead, you hear this like kind of unintelligible screaming. That's both of my daughters. and they're on that. There's another song on the record that, there's like a really epic like group like, hey, and it's something I recorded at one of my daughter's recitals at their school. So it's like, you know, 50 kids and an entire auditorium of parents going, hey, and it actually made the record. So there's always little influence, you know?
That's awesome. I love that. Brandon Soller, man, thank you so much for hanging with us tonight. It's so good to catch up and I cannot wait to get my hands on this new record. And like I said, man, I love this new song, All For You. And I get the feeling we'll be playing it a lot here on the show.
Please do. I appreciate that.
Listeners, stay caught up with Atreyu at AtreyuOfficial.com. Follow them all over social media, and we'll keep you posted right here at Loudwire, too. But Brandon, man, let's do this again soon. We'll have plenty more to keep talking about. And so you're welcome back anytime, man.
Awesome, man. Anytime. Thank you very much.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights On Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.